Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all your sex information that you need to improve your sex life and have better sex and have a lot of fun there, too. Happy Friday, everyone.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah,
what a
right.
Crazy week. What do you mean, right?
We're fighting right before the show. I was telling you to tweet more.
I tweet.
And I was telling you how to tweet. You didn't want to hear me.
I didn't have time to tweet before the show.
You're like, whatever.
But
we'll do it later. And you always tell me to do it later, and then you won't do it later.
Oh, menace. I'm so busy right now. It's crazy. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Today's show. Thanks, everyone. If you, we're happy to be here on Extreme Talk XM165. We're honored to be here, and we love our Free Friday show.
Tweet us if you're listening. At Sex with Emily.
Tweet us. We've got some big news. But first of all, let me tell you what today's show. We're going to talk about why he or she isn't having sex with you right now and what you can do to get them to have sex with you, as well as sex in the news. And we got tons of questions and a few funny articles that are going to be interesting about sexting and why we sexed. And we're just chock full today. But we've got some exciting news. If you haven't heard yet, there is a new reality show called Misadvised, and it's premiering on June 18th at 10 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock Pacific and Eastern, and I'm on it. It's about three single dating experts. Do we practice what we preach? And it's for 8 episodes. Menace is on it too. It's hilarious. And you should all check it out. And the promos are playing this week on Bravo, so that's a big deal.
Yeah, they already been playing. I saw some. I had to record the television with my iPhone just so I could capture it and show it to you.
Because I couldn't. I was watching Bravo trying. Because it's exciting.
You don't even know how to turn on the TV.
Okay, that's true. My TV, every time I try to turn it on, it's like.
I know what happened. Will you just explain it? Well, what happens is you try to hit all on, right? But then your cable box shuts off and your TV turns on. And then you try to hit it again and then your TV shuts off and then your cable box turns on.
So what do I do?
You click TV and then power and then cable and then power.
I'm writing this down.
TV, and then you're good.
Power. And
why
just
wait
a
second.
Why is it set up wrong?
No, it just happens to everybody. It takes a while.
TV,
you just don't have somebody
power,
like me at your house.
Then power. I seriously text him. Okay, I can't believe we're talking about this on Sex Shop.
Like, why?
Do people? Because
people
you know
go through
what?
This.
I think that other people are having this issue turning on their television too. So now you know what's.
It happens to me.
Why doesn't all on work though? Why doesn't the all on button work on my remote control?
I know because this is what happens. You hit off on your TV, but you don't hit off on your cable box. And then so when you go to hit all on again, you're actually shutting off your cable box and turning back your TV back on.
I just want my TV to turn friggin' on.
I know. You want to watch your porn. I understand.
I want to watch my porn.
But you just got to listen for 5 seconds and I'll tell you how to fix it.
I just wrote it down, but I hope that I remember. Jesus H. Christ. So anyway.
But you're going to be on Misadvised on Bravo Television.
June 18th, Monday night.
Yeah, and if you guys want to participate in tweeting about it, hashtag misadvised, one word.
Yes.
So join in the conversation. Say you're excited. We want to see your
excited.
Tweets.
Just tweet us at Sex with Emily or at White Menace and hashtag misadvised.
Misadvised, one word.
Because it's going to be a great show. You guys are going to laugh your asses off and learn a lot. It's going to be funny.
It's going to be cray, as they say on the street.
Cray?
Crazy? Yeah, short for crazy.
Thanks, Menace. That anything else cray. You'd like to teach me today?
No, I'm trying, but you're just so flustered.
I am not. I just have a lot going on. So tell me about you. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend.
It's Memorial Day.
I know.
I forget. Like, where the hell did Memorial Day just sneak up on us?
I know. It's crazy. This weekend, I am. What am I doing? Oh, okay. I have to go to the DMV because I lost my ID somehow on the way back from Vegas.
Imagine that.
And then. Saturday, I have an appearance at a pick and pull. Do you know what a pick and pull is?
No.
Pick and pull is where there's a bunch of junkyard cars, and people come to the junkyard to get parts for the cars. So it's called pick and pull.
Okay.
I have to be there for 2 hours.
Fun.
And then Sunday, I am going to go to a party.
Oh.
I'm going to go to a barbecue party.
Nice.
In San Jose, California.
Oh, fun. You love San Jose. Yeah.
Why did I say Friday when today is Friday? I totally forgot.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I know it's a long weekend, but I've got work due and friends. Uh-huh. I got a friend's birthday. I got an ex-boyfriend's birthday party on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be fun. And I am going to just hang out in the city. Just chill, man. I love long weekends because everyone leaves I can just get parking spots.
Just drink some Merlot. You feel me?
Drink some Merlot, some Chardonnay. No, I already did that all in Sonoma last weekend with my mom. She got very drunk.
No, you want, what's the pink one? You want to drink the pink
Cosmopolitan?
One.
Cosmopolitan?
No.
Rosé?
No, not rosé. What's the... Zinfandel. You want a nice Zinfandel?
No Zinfandel. No Zinfandel for me.
Oh, excuse me.
I like Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio, the $2, $2 chuck from Trader Joe's.
No, but I still have some of that in my house for you. Left over from my last party that I had that you should totally come to. My next one. We're going to have another one, and it's going
to
be really
I can't wait to
fun.
Do a taste test on you. It's going to be hilarious.
I know. He thinks that I won't be able to tell the $2 chuck. Let's do that. Let's film it.
I would love
to. Let's do a video of me drinking expensive wine and cheap wine and me being able to tell the difference that it's $2 wine and $20 wine or $30 wine.
Oh, I can't wait.
Done. Come
Can't
over.
Can't wait.
We're going to have an intern party and all that stuff, so it'll be fun.
Oh, are you going to do it on a Friday
yes,
so I can
we'll
actually
do it
go?
So you can come.
Because listen, people, she always plans parties on days that I can't go.
Well, you can't go any day but Friday or Saturday, and that's annoying.
That's when people usually go out.
No, I'm having.
They don't go hard and go party on the weekday because they have to do work the next day. You know.
Okay, whatever. I'll do it. So I saw a really, believe it or not, because I don't see as many movies as you do. I saw a really good movie the other night.
No, somebody posted on my Instagram said they saw you.
Who?
They said you look more beautiful in person. Than on the internet.
That's so
which
nice.
I don't know how.
That's not
I feel
possible.
About that.
You're like without airbrushing?
No.
Yes, the movie Hysteria. I think it's not in theaters yet. It was a Jimmy Jane sponsored premiere in the city, and it's so. I thought it was great with Maggie Gyllenhaal. Was that how you say it?
No, Gyllenhaal.
Fuck, you told me that already. Gyllenhaal, whatever her name is. And it takes place in like the 1880s when women they always. Diagnosed women with hysteria, which is in 1952, they took it off the DSM-3R. You couldn't diagnose a woman with hysteria. But when you did, every middle-aged woman was diagnosed with hysteria whenever she was like, you know, moody or something was wrong, like she's hysteria. So they'd go visit these doctors, this one doctor who would manually basically masturbate them to the point of orgasm. And to treat them, which was like a total farce because at the end of the day, it's like, these women were just sexually frustrated because their husbands weren't pleasing them. They didn't know what they were doing. And then the guy's hand gets hurt. He invents the first vibrator. And it's about the invention of the first vibrator to treat women with hysteria. That's why it was treated. So all these like middle-aged women having orgasms in their doctor's office lined up around the corner. And it's really funny and interesting. And Maggie plays like this like leftist, you know, socialist who's like all anti-everything and thinks that the reason why hysteria isn't real diagnosis and that women's husbands don't know how to sleep with them. And it's true. They didn't know about, like, pleasing a woman until, like, the 1900s, until, like, Kinsey. Men had it better then. They didn't have to, like, learn how to go down on a woman.
Yeah, they had it way better back then.
They're just
actually.
Like, I'm just going to stick this in, and then the woman was miserable.
Yeah, and then there was a hot meal on the table and clean clothes, not every chick out there was trying to be like Paris Hilton.
Right. You think every chick is trying to be like Paris Hilton right now?
No, I think every chick, though, that's halfway decent looking wants to be a model, if you just look at the internet right now. It's just an epidemic.
Really?
Everyone, well, the whole internet now is just look at me, what I'm doing, you know? And any halfway decent looking chick just thinks, oh, let me do some modeling photos. Like, can I tell you how many self-portraits I see of halfway decent?
I know you
decent?
Hate that.
Oh, my God.
You should start a campaign, like, stop taking naked pictures.
No, what I do, I'm really rude. And I don't care if they stop following me or whatever. I go, oh, thanks for posting that picture because I totally forgot what you look like.
That's funny. That's me. It is true. I actually have an article here that I'm going to get into later about sexting and that why men and women send nude photos. There's different reasons for it.
Yeah.
Women want, to sum it up, but I will get into it more. Women want attention.
Of course.
That's why they do it. They want the man's attention. They're like, I want you to want me. I want to feel desired. I want compliments. Men do it because they just want to show off.
Yeah.
And it's for their ego. They're like, look at my penis. They said
check
one.
Out my
they said one out of every chat roulette, one out of four shots is a penis.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous.
Because men just want to show off. They're like, here's my penis. But women don't necessarily want to see that. And so it's
they
funny.
Ruin chat roulette.
I know. Well, it never really took off, did it?
Oh no, it took off for a while, but then
I missed it.
Every other shot was a penis. Like, why?
Because men have an urge to show their junk, and women, honestly, we don't want to see your penises.
No, penises.
We want to see it in person.
Man.
We want to see it in person, but we don't really want to see it in chat roulette or in an email. I know it's not attractive. So
do you know what's attractive is people. You need to go. You didn't post it on Instagram though. This photo.
Oh, I did post it. Not on Instagram.
On your Facebook.
So, go to Sex with Emily okay. Facebook.
So we brought up the television show earlier, right?
Right.
And for some reason, some of the photos from the TV show got leaked out on the internet, and I found them.
Right.
And there's this one of you just doing a ridiculous yoga pose with some guy, and your legs are just spread eagle, and you're upside down. Like, people go to facebook.com/sexwithemily right now. You posted on that page,
yeah.
Right? Check out this photo and tell me you're not going to be excited for misadvised.
Well, I went on a
pound
date.
Pound sign
right,
misadvised.
Exactly.
Hashtag
misadvised. I went on a date. Should I tell the story?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, don't give it all away.
I'm not
going to
give it all away,
it.
But I did go on a date. So the show is about my dating life and my work life and do I practice what I preach? The verdict is still out. But I went on a date with a guy, got fixed up. It was a beautiful day in San Francisco, Bay Area. We went to Tiburon, which is right over the bridge, and he like packed a picnic and he was... Don't roll your eyes. It was sweet because I didn't bring anything. But
of course.
I brought my big purse and my sunglasses and my 5-inch heels.
Yeah.
Like, but he had
an appetite.
A picnic. Yeah. And I brought an appetite. And then he was like, oh, are you into yoga? I'm like, yeah, I love yoga. He's like, oh, I do this special kind of partner yoga.
God.
He's like, do you mind if I show you a move? And then he like started throwing me up in the air and my legs are askew on the internet right
you
now.
You look like you could be in Cirque du Soleil.
Oh,
That's how crazy it is.
It is crazy, huh?
Yeah. Facebook.com/sexwithemily. Also, go to the misadvised Facebook. Facebook.com/misadvised. Like the page.
Right.
It takes you 2 seconds.
How hard is that, people?
You're going to love the show. I'm telling you right now.
It's going to be your new favorite show.
I was there. I saw the madness.
Yeah. It was mad. It was fun, though, being on a reality show, believe it or not. So that's what we got for you. We're going to get into some sex news.
All right.
Okay. What are you laughing at me?
No.
Oh, my God. This
weird
is
transition.
So funny. Okay. Well, whatever.
All right.
It's just, I don't want people to, I don't want to be like, oh, watch me. Because everyone's like, oh, my show. But I'm telling you, it's an amazing show.
Watch it. There's some clips already online.
Yeah, watch
you
the
can
clips.
Check it.
Watch the clips and see what you think. You're going to like it. Three hot chicks trying to date. Okay. Sex in the news. Another woman was accused of attacking a cop with a dildo. Last week, you reported that there was another woman that did the same
thing.
Yeah. I don't
it's
understand.
A new trend.
They must not have knives around or something, but they're attacking with dildos. So this woman, Carol Lee, was found by a police officer lying in the grass from a Joe's Crab Shack in Illinois.
Yes, classy.
She told the officer that she'd eaten at the restaurant but had forgotten her wallet at home. The policeman drove her home. Carol Lee went inside to get her wallet in her sock drawer. Instead of pulling out her wallet, she pulled out a dildo and threatened the cop with it. She claims the cop startled her. She's been charged with aggravated assault. That makes it aggravated assault. So this is the second woman in 2 weeks that are attacking with vibrators. I don't understand. That's like the first thing you pull. It looks deadly. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell is up with that, but you know, she's out of her mind if she's at a Joe's Crab Shack. They have these things called the fishbowl.
She was lying in the grass. This story is very incomplete. Yeah. She's lying in the grass. She sounds like she's drunk, couldn't find her wallet, and then went home and thought it'd be a good idea to attack an officer with a dildo.
Yeah, she probably drank the fishbowl. Fishbowl is, it comes in like a fishbowl that you would have on your desk.
Oh, you know Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah, we have one here in San Francisco.
We do? You're such a chain whore.
I know. Right on, right by Pier 39.
I don't go to chain stores, chain restaurants.
Excuse me.
So obviously I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't go to chain stores.
I go to chain stores, not chain restaurants.
Chain restaurants.
Chain restaurants like are, I would, but I don't often.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's okay. You should lower yourself sometime and come
I'm
with
glad
me.
That you know about the fishbowl though. Okay. First ever sex toy drive-through is in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes. I support this. This is
you
a good
do?
Idea.
You do? Sex toy drive-through. Because it can be embarrassing for people. Not it everybody is. Has like a good vibration store like we have in San Francisco.
Just get me in and out.
Exactly. The owner decided to open a new location for her pleasure chain in an old bank building and embrace the opportunity to use the teller windows for a drive-through. The response has been outstanding. Customers have enjoyed the convenience of the sex toy drive-through. Okay, why not? I think that's a great idea because a lot of people want sex toys, desire them, but they don't want to go to the store. Another thing you can do is go to adamandeve.com, which is awesome. And if you use coupon code Emily, you get 50% off most items for a limited time. And you can pick out three porns, three adult DVDs that you want in free shipping. So they've got like every porn. So you get anything, any vibrator you want or a toy, and then you get three DVDs. It's a good freaking deal.
It is a good deal.
Use Emily and support our sponsors. If you've never had a sex toy before, it's time. Because more than half of all women in the world have owned a sex toy. And especially after watching this movie, you realize that like the vibrator, it's not ever going to replace a man, but it really packs a punch. And a lot of women have a hard time achieving orgasm. Only 30% can have orgasms during intercourse. Use a freaking vibrator.
Do it.
You can search and get a clitoral one that's really strong.
I'm just saying. Try it without sometimes.
I do try it without, but I love my vibrator. Here's another story about a sex toy. Sex toy bike messenger delivery service.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God. They're going to sell sex toys at McDonald's soon.
When are you going to start your delivery service?
It's not a bad idea. So Babeland, one of New York's most famous sex toy shops, has proudly rolled out a bike messenger delivery service for phone orders. Customers call in their lusty orders, have a bike messenger deliver their packages discreetly to their homes. Babeland's another great store in New York. And I think it's also in L.A. So that's interesting, too. Bike messenger service. Or a drive-thru. Yeah. Or just go
I'm
online.
I'm trying to think what other ways you can do it. There's this new, I don't think it's even real, but they're trying to do a taco delivery service with a helicopter. So what about if they just put like, you know, like remote control helicopters?
Really?
Google it. Yeah, people. It's ridiculous. But what about if they just, you know, take out the tacos, put in some sex toys, and a little helicopter comes to your house, drops it off,
that's
and then
so
takes
cool.
off.
You don't have to make eye contact with anybody.
I know.
Remote control helicopters.
Yes.
That's the funniest thing ever. And they're delivering tacos. Isn't that kind of messy?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Do it now. I'm hungry. Get it. Get one of those helicopters in here.
Dude, if they were doing Taco Bell tacos, I would love it. You know me.
Yeah, I was just thinking about you. Stock. You're obsessed with tacos.
Taco Bell, not Taco just, Bell's. Just any old
I know,
tacos.
You're obsessed with Taco Bell. Menace incessantly writes letters to the head of Taco Bell, telling them to bring back some taco from like 10 years ago.
It's a taco that got discontinued in 1997. It's called the double-decker four-alarm taco, and I want it back. And I mean, while they're at it, they can bring back their Rancho Steak Burrito. Just saying, I want it back in my life. And the CEO, he never writes me back. But he seems
Maybe
like a
you
nice
guy. Start
a
Twitter campaign with Taco Bell.
I tried. I tried doing that with Crystal Pepsi. Do you remember Crystal Pepsi?
No.
It was Clear Pepsi. It came out in the mid-90s for a little while. And it
no
just went away.
And you want it back.
Crystal Pepsi was huge for a while.
I don't remember. I remember Coke.
God.
I don't remember.
You
but
don't
Menace,
remember.
I hope you get back what you need.
I just want a four-alarm double-decker taco. That's
Can't you just
it.
Make it? Isn't it all the same ingredients
I could, but
anyway?
It's not the same.
It is the same. I bet you could buy all the ingredients. Or you could,
I don't want to.
I bet you could get two items of Taco Bell, combine them, and make the four-decker double alarm.
The reason.
four-decker triple bell.
The reason I go to Taco Bell because somebody else makes it for me. I don't want to make it myself. And let me tell you something. I'm going to put a challenge to you. if you can get them to bring back the four alarm double decker taco, I'll let you win the hand job debate. How about that?
I'll bring it back. Just to
find
win
a way.
I will. Oh my God. Done and done. Menace and I have a long standing debate that many people who are new to the show, we've been doing the show for 7 years.
Yeah.
And if you haven't listened to the show before, we did have an ongoing debate. It was raging for about 2 years, a bad case of herpes. it was, I think that hand jobs, I personally have greater movements. Menace is trying to bring back a taco. I'm trying to bring back the hand job because I feel that women stopped giving hand jobs and that hand jobs can be really delightful for a man. You can use two hands. You can use lots of lube. And that a hand job is a great thing, a great addition to the other things that women might be doing to your penis. And Menace somehow twisted the whole debate to be say that I was saying give hand jobs instead of blowjobs.
No, that's not it. You don't listen to me. What I was trying to say is a man can give himself a better hand job than any woman can give a hand job.
Disagree.
That's all I was trying to say. A man is not going to turn down a hand job. Of course, they're going to take a hand job, but I'm just saying a man can give it better to himself than a woman could give it to
him. I think it's different. I think a woman can give one that's equal but different.
And I know a million guys are just going to email like, oh man, I love a hand job. That's not what I'm saying.
Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Email me. Ever gotten a better hand job from a woman than you gave yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it.
The whole thing.
That's the hand job debate.
That's not going to happen.
Starting to itch.
A guy knows his body.
It's not that we don't.
He knows his penis. He's touched it many, many, many times.
I'm trying to help guys out here. And if women are listening, when was the last time you gave your partner a hand job? Like seventh grade? Like do it again. Like we did them in seventh grade.
I'd rather just have fellatio.
You could have both.
Look.
But sometimes
you can do it at the same time. Fellatio and the hand job. That's good.
And
that's
there's
cool.
Also a lot of women who don't like performing fellatio.
Well, those
and
women,
so if they don't,
we
they might
should find an
get
island
a
and put them there.
You know what else they can do? They could try mask strips. I know this sounds really funny. M-A-S-Q-U-E. They're like a Listerine strip that masks the taste of semen. So if you are a woman who doesn't like performing oral sex because you don't like the taste of semen, they're like literally Listerine strips that taste like chocolate, strawberry, mango, or watermelon. And it stays on your tongue for 15 minutes. Hopefully he'll come by then. And when his semen is ejected, you will not taste it. It will taste like chocolate or strawberry. So it's called Mask. You can go to their website, which is... what is it? Sexualflavors.com.
Sexual Flavors.
It masks the sexual flavors of semen.
Aren't they local from here around here?
I don't think they're local. No, they're not. But they're cool. We just got like a whole bunch of them if you want to give it to girls.
Here.
What?
No, I'm trying to think of the approach that when I would give it to a girl just randomly.
You'd be like, hey.
Hey, you know when you're going down on a penis and you just don't like the taste? Here you go. That's what I should just say,
or
like that,
by the bedside.
Like that approach.
Yeah, something like that.
No, what about if I just want to give it to other girls that don't give me fellatio?
That's
what
fine too. I think it's a nice gift. It's a great gift.
How should I approach it though?
I think that you should say these are fun, cool things. Like the packaging is really cool. It looks like Listerine strips, and be like,
you know, when you're guzzling jism,
right? Yeah.
Here, check this out. It's going to be minty flavored now.
Yeah. Mint jizz. That's exactly what you should do, Menace. And it's a great gift for all your female friends. I'll bring you in a bunch of packs.
I know what to get them for Christmas now.
Exactly. Well, do you know, that goes back to another debate that we had. And I don't think it was a debate between me and you, but it was a debate on the show. And I'd love to hear from you about this. After you got married, if you're married, or after you've been in a relationship for a while, did your partner stop performing oral sex on you? Did it go away?
Yeah,
and
that's
this is
a good
specifically
question.
Geared towards women. Did women stop? Did your partner stop performing oral sex on you when you became committed or you were together for longer than a year? Because there is that notion out there, that myth or whatever trend, that women stop performing oral sex when they get married. Is it true? Feedback at sexwithemily.com. I hope it's not true.
Or you can always tweet too.
Tweet us, sexwithemily.
Some people don't like to tweet that kind of information.
Right, that's why I'm giving the option to email
me. If you're open to it, do it.
But I think that's a travesty. Like, I think that women and men should continue to perform oral sex throughout your relationship. It's very important.
Yes.
Speaking of oral sex, this is not really related, but I just wanted to transition here. Jury clears doctors in lost penis case. So they lost a penis, okay? A jury on Tuesday found that an anesthesiologist who cleared a man for penile implant surgery was not responsible for a flesh-eating bacteria that consumed the man's penis.
That sucks.
So this dude, Enrique, underwent surgery to correct his erectile dysfunction, which is a very common thing for men to have erectile dysfunction. 9 days after the surgery, his penis was filled with a flesh-eating bacteria that forced him to have his entire penis amputated.
That sucks. So you go there to get your penis enlarged, and then you have no penis.
To get it fixed for erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got no penis.
Well, you know, he was trying to, you know, get a little bit bigger, too.
Maybe, as long as you're in there. Could you pump it up, doctor? But this doctor's, I guess, not responsible. But can you imagine he'd have his penis amputated? Dude.
That would be a nightmare.
That is one appendage you don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't. What do you do after that?
I don't know. You mean you probably get a...
You go down a lot.
You probably get a surrogate penis. What's
surrogate.
It called? Like a... you know, when you get like a fake arm. Like an...
A limb.
Prosthetic.
Not prosthetic.
Prosthetic. A prosthetic. A prosthetic.
Sorry.
Penis.
Wow. We are out of it right
yeah,
now. It's
we?
Friday, people. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Okay. So... this has happened to me, but I didn't get a Russian bomb squad called in. Russian bomb squad called in to defuse a vibrator. The incident occurred in the northwest part of Russia as police officers responded to a call from a postal worker who had identified a suspicious parcel which was emitting a ticking-like sound. The building was swarmed by security forces and people were evacuated from the area. After opening the package, the bomb squad found a vibrator that had been turned on by accident. That's why you should ship your vibrators without batteries in them. Or travel without batteries in them. I've done that so many times where my vibrator turns on at the airport. And
why are you bringing a vibrator on the in the airport?
I always do. I travel with them. Sometimes the last minute I throw it in my bag.
No, I would just get a new one in the city. Why would you travel with it?
Because I've got hundreds of vibrators at my house.
Can't you just like ship it ahead of time? So when it's there?
No, I don't have time. I'm not thinking that far ahead.
Ugh.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. It's true.
How many times have you been caught with it, do you think?
I've been caught with vibrators at the airport about 3 or 4 times.
Jesus Christ, your phone.
It's you tweeting.
It's me tweeting.
Okay. So I am, what did you just ask me? My vibrator.
I was saying how many times you
got
caught.
I went to a sex toy show in Vegas, and I was carrying back 6 or 7 vibrators in my bag, and I did get stopped. However, I got stopped at security, and the thing he wanted to look at were my postcard. I had like 1,000 sexually postcards.
Yeah.
He wanted to look at my postcards, and he didn't even care about the vibrators. So that doesn't really count, but I thought, but he pulled out, like, he left the vibrators and pulled out the box of postcards.
Really?
And I was like, you don't mind them? He goes, oh, no, we see that all the time, because that was Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did get pulled over for a vibrator once in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah, and he was like, oh, okay, I see, yeah, it's fine. And then, it's happened to me a bunch. I don't care.
Wow.
But I like to wear my vibrator. I'm a classy chick. But now they make all these vibrators that look like Candy from the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, that look like makeup.
That looks like makeup. So you can go to Candy, what is it, like Candy, whatever her website is. But she sells these vibrators that, yeah, look
bedroom
like lipstick.
Bedroom Candy. Is the name of the line. I don't know if it's bedroomcandy.com.
Right.
I'm sure it would be.
It's a great gift, too. Okay, we can get into some emails from the peoples.
I love hearing from the people. What's going on?
Thanks, everyone, for emailing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. We love hearing from you. Hey, Emily, love the show. I've been listening for over a year on my iPhone. I have a safe word suggestion in response to a convo you and Menace had the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It is called the stoplight. Red equals stop. Yellow equals I don't want to stop. Just let's turn it down a notch or switch positions. Green equals more. I love having a middle option because often I still want to continue but need to communicate that whatever we are currently doing needs stop. I also have a question. Oh, first of all, so that's like when you're doing bondage or something with your partner, we always recommend that you have a safe word. And I could not come up with a good safe word. I don't remember what I tweeted. I tweeted some stupid like cheesesteak or something. I couldn't come up with a good one. But that is very, very common that people use red, yellow, green. That is a great like... red means stop. It's like we all know what that means. And so if you are practicing and with your partner, it's a great thing to do this weekend. Tie your partner up for the first time, but make sure you have a safe word.
But trying to find funny safe words for you. How about this? You make me a promise. Next time you need a safe word, you're going to use two buck chuck. How about that? Two-Buck Chuck.
Two-Buck Chuck.
Two-Buck Chuck.
No, it's not going to work.
Why not?
I got to come up with a better one. But I like red, yellow, green. That's good. Okay, but she has a question. This is from Mandy.
Okay, Mandy.
I'm moving in with my boyfriend of about 1.5 years soon. We're both 28, and I've never lived with someone before. I was wondering if you or Menace have any tips to make it work. I want to stay sexy without becoming too familiar. I'm excited but a little bit nervous. Thanks, guys, and I can't wait for Misadvised. Mandy on the East Coast. She's from Massachusetts. And thanks, Mandy, for writing. So living with someone, I think it's so great that you brought this up because that is like a number one killer of relationships is when people become so familiar with each other when they move in together and it can kill the relationship. So you're asking
don't
me.
Don't listen to her.
It's true. I'm going to give her.
You never live with a guy. How are you going to tell her?
Yeah, because I don't want to stop having sex. But here's the thing.
Really?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mandy. Is that there are, I think that you asked a great question. How do you still keep it sexy? And I think that some of the things that you do is don't go to the bathroom in front of each other. Don't always walk around naked in the house. Still care about your appearance, and as should he. So every time he comes home from work, if you get home first and you change into your baggy t-shirt and sweats, sometimes that's fine, but still dress up for each other. Again, shut the door when you're going to the bathroom and just keep mystery alive. However you can do that, however you can surprise each other when he walks in the house, sometime give him a blowjob. Perform oral sex on him. Right,
that's
Menace?
Good, yeah.
Menace loves that.
There was a couple good suggestions in there.
That I gave?
That you gave, yes.
I think so too. And here's the thing. There's a book that was written by an author that it's called Mating in Captivity. It's a great book. And what it's by Esther Perel. And what it says is it basically addresses this issue is that we are told in today's society that we should all become one. We move in with your partner, get married, get committed, and we become one. We share everything. We have no secrets. I go to the bathroom in front of him. I put my face mask on. I shave my vagina hair in front of him, whatever, my bikini hair. That this notion that that's healthy. But the problem is what we find hot and attractive in someone, like when we first few months are dating someone, you can't wait to rip each other's clothes off, is that mystery, is that excitement. When you move in with someone and you become one, which is a false notion, you lose all that. So try to think of whatever you can to keep that mystery alive, that whatever was there at the beginning, like whatever you can do to still keep things separate. They don't need to see everything. You don't need to share everything. That is a fallacy. And just try to keep it exciting. Menace, do you have any?
My input is that living with somebody is, I find it a really fun experience. Again, do not, like Emily said, do not go to the bathroom in front of them. Try to keep some of those things private. I'm going to let you know when you move in with the guy, the farting increases. There's going to be...
So if you're a dude, don't fart in front of her. I've dated guys who don't fart.
They brought that up in the... what was it? Bridesmaids. I believe it was the movie Bridesmaids. But, you know, guys just... They just let it rip when you start living with them. So just going to throw that out there.
It's a choice, though.
Yeah.
Men don't have to let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
And so, women don't either.
My stuff with me, it didn't work out with me because I have such a crazy work schedule. By the time I get home, I'm extremely exhausted. I don't want to go do anything. The only time I go out is a Friday, Saturday night, and I can't go out during the week. I go to bed super early. If you want me to give you some attention, you're going to have to wait till Friday or Saturday. So that's the only reason that my stuff didn't work out.
Okay.
When
communication.
Living with somebody.
Communicate,
yeah,
about what the expectations are. And don't,
because they thought they were going to get a bunch of attention since we're living together. No, it's not going to change, you know?
Right.
You're so, still, I mean, your issue,
cold-hearted worker.
Yeah. And issues that you had outside of living with each other is not going to change when you start living with each other,
right,
either, you know?
You're just going to need more communication and still do all the things that you've been doing thus far along in your relationship, mm-hmm, to keep it hot. Don't get lazy. Don't get lazy. People get lazy and they take their partner for granted. That's what you should not do.
Yeah.
So good luck to you, Mandy, and thanks for writing. Okay. Dear Emily, have you ever used solid coconut oil as a lube? How did
solid
it work?
Coconut
oil? Yes. This is from Keith from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I use Crisco.
So don't use anything like that. Coconut oil can actually be bad for you and irritate your skin. Try something with aloe instead or other ingredients that are known to work in lube. So that's what you should do. So don't use anything like that. There are so many like scented lubes you can buy and healthy lubes you can buy at stores. I would not use coconut oil. Studies say that it is bad for you. Okay, dear Emily, Love your show. I just want to know, Menace, this is for you, so pay attention.
I'm listening.
I just wanted to know, Menace says he does not date white girls. Does he date black girls?
That is totally untrue.
It's from Robin.
I date all girls. I'm just saying white girls are just not on the top of my list. That's it.
Why? Just not what you're attracted to.
Not that I'm not attracted to white girls. I find a lot of white girls gorgeous. But the only thing is I just don't find them as interesting. You know?
They're not interesting enough flavor.
Like, you know, Becky, I know you're going to probably just want to go to the wine country and drink some wine. And, you know, and your family wants to go play tennis. You know, I just don't. It's just
that's
not my thing. You know,
ilk of white people, but that's not all white girls.
That's not all, but it's just. And white girls, man, have you ever been around white girls when they get a lot of alcohol inside them? Man, like when I was in Vegas the past two weekends, there should be a law that just white people in general shouldn't be allowed to drink after 10 p.m. because they become extremely effing annoying. And
all
I can imagine,
or then they shouldn't
say
be 90% to dance either, right?
Dance. And I'm white. But
Menace
the only
is
thing
white.
Is
the very white.
The area that
very
also,
white.
Also the area that I grew up in, I was the only white kid in my neighborhood. I didn't hang out with any white people until I was probably 14 years old.
Right.
So it was not what I was used to. All the
right.
girls in my neighborhood.
We were attracted to at a young age.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the girls I was attracted to were like Latin girls, black girls, even Tongan girls. It just, I wasn't around white girls, you know?
Right. So, well, I think Robin wants to date you.
Robin, bring it on.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Say thanks for that answer, Menace.
Okay.
We just want to know more about you. Okay.
Thank you.
Hello, Emily. I'm a 23-year-old college student. I recently came out of a one-year relationship in February, after which I waited a month and a half before I engaged with anyone new, just to get over the person. I have then been with three people since the first two people I was able to perform without any issues. Then the new person, I had some issues keeping it up at first. Now I can't seem to get it up at all. Can it be a mental issue or a physical issue? Patrick from Washington, D.C. So he's having some erectile dysfunction issues. He can't keep it hard. So erectile dysfunction results from both physical and psychological issues. So I can't answer that it's either way, and I don't know. It can happen after a night with a lot of alcohol or drugs. A lot of times that can impact your ability to get hard. The next time the incident happens, it can be psychological because you start to worry so much in your head that it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Oh my God, it's going to happen again. And then it happens again. So that part can be psychological. It takes attention away from like you being able to focus in the moment. So you have to learn how to get out of your head when you're having sex. This is for women too. And just focus on the sensations that you're feeling. Like, I'm feeling good. This is feeling good. This is feeling bad. But I think that if it didn't happen to you before and it's just starting now, I wouldn't worry about it. I would just, again, when you're with someone, focus, be in the moment. I know that sounds very like meditation, whatever, but you have to learn to focus on the sensations that your penis is feeling in the moment and get out of your head that's telling you you're going to have an orgy, that you're not going to get hard. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to pimp out one of your sponsors, Hot Rocks, but I just, the reason that, you know, people, they want to try pills. They want to try magic things like that. The only thing that the reason that I'm down with Hot Rocks is because it's completely natural.
Right.
You know, like other pills out there, who knows what chemicals are going to be in it. But the Hot Rocks is
right.
Purely natural. You know, what does it hurt to try something
Why
that's natural?
Why does it hurt? It's amazing. It's orgasmic and organic.
Yeah.
It's Hot Rocks, R-A-W-K-S. And they really work. These pills, they help with you have longer, stronger orgasms. They help you stay harder longer. There's been like amazing studies, and there's so many pills out there, but these are actually really good ones.
Yeah, and they're natural.
And they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which if you don't like it, you just send it back.
Yeah, just try it out.
Try it out. That's a great suggestion.
Why not?
But again, Patrick.
And then a lot of stuff is mental too. You got to really think about, you know, what really turns you on too.
Yeah.
What really turns you on, Emily?
What do you mean? Like when I'm having sex?
Yeah. Other than, you know, guys throwing $100 bills at your naked body and Louis Vuitton bags, like what really makes you horny?
A lot of things.
Other than Christian Louboutin shoes with the red soles.
I love Christian Louboutins, yes. I saw a pair of those yesterday at Saks. I was downtown doing something and I ducked in because I knew they had them and I just looked at them and then I left because I love those shoes so much.
And you know, guys that don't like going to chain restaurants. Like, other than that, what really gets you horny?
Right, exactly. You should think about that. But sometimes, yeah, when he's having sex, you mean, so he can say hard?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's okay to fantasize if it's not about the girl that you're with.
Yeah, totally fine.
That's all fine. We have no problem with that. Okay, we can move into our topic.
And the topic is?
Well, we've got a lot to discuss today.
Okay.
But first, I want to be okay. Well,
can we talk about the guys that you made out with on the television show Misadvised, coming out June 18th at 10 p.m.?
Yes, we can. Oh my god! If you watch the trailer right now, I am making out with two guys.
You're the only one.
I'm the only girl out of the three women that's making out with dudes.
And you're talking about threesomes and stuff like that.
I know.
Again, if you missed us talking about it, you have to go to facebook.com/sexwithemily. And see the yoga photo that Emily has up there.
That's it, not is the just, guy I kissed, though.
I know, but it's totally ridiculous. The guys you kiss, I don't even want.
You know one of them. Oh, you know both of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You actually know both of them.
Yeah, okay. One, okay, I guess I can approve of. But the other one, man.
I know.
Brutal.
I just.
Brutal.
It was. You have to watch the show. It was circumstantial. I had no choice.
Oh,
I had to kiss him.
Yes.
I swear to God, I had no choice.
Uh-huh.
And I got myself into a very sticky situation where I had to make out with him twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go. And then also go to the BravoTV.com and go like Emily's profile.
Like
on there.
My profile on there. Emily, search for Misadvised and not.
I know
like
we're asking
page.
You to do a lot, but come on. We
need your support and your love.
We do our best to entertain you.
We are trying to entertain you. Aren't we entertaining? This is the thing before we get into our topic about why she doesn't want to have sex with you.
Okay.
Women, this is an article that I thought about you, so I just had to bring it in, and I thought about everyone.
Me.
Well,
all right.
Everyone. Women, this is a study that came out. This is scientific, okay? This is not just some BS.
It's science.
Women sexed for attention while men sexed to show off, according to science. So this is why, what we were talking about earlier, why like every other photo on chat roulette or whatever is
all
penis.
Wieners.
So, have you ever wondered why people so often feel compelled to send each other photos of their naked bodies? So according to Wired's magazine, We Can't Help It, the urge to sext is primal, connected to the design of our sexual brains rather than celebrity culture or digital connectivity. But it turns out that men and women don't feel compelled to sext for the same primal reasons. So it all boils down to this. Ready? The reason why we sext. Men want to show off their penises, and women want to feel desired.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I admit it, I would sext with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I never ever wanted to talk about myself. I just wanted to talk to them about what they wanted to do to me or what they just wanted to do in general.
Right.
I never say, oh, you know, do you want to check out my
you're not the guy who sends around pictures of your wieners.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Well, it
Maybe
says that they... It says that half of women's sexual fantasies reflect the desire to be sexually irresistible. So in one study, 47% of women said they fantasize about being strippers and harem girls.
Ooh.
Whatever. Or any other performance. Half said they imagine delighting many men. And this is why women enter wet t-shirt contests, they're saying. But men, so they're saying that women want to feel desired. Like how you always say that I want attention and I want compliments. I want to feel desired.
So how many naked photos are you sending out?
I've never sent out a naked photo of myself ever. I've never done it because I want to feel desired in other ways. I've just never done it. I don't want it to end up on the internet somewhere. But men just want to emulate monkeys and whip out their dicks to display their sexual interest. So they're trying to show women that they're interested, and that's why they're doing it.
Yeah,
anyway,
I don't understand the creepy guys that just flash people and like whip out their dicks. Like here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we have this thing called BART, which is Bay Area Rapid Transit, and it's our subway system. And I can't even tell you how many women that I know that told me that guys just like whipping out their dicks and showing them on the BART train, just out in public.
They do.
Why?
They do. Women, men do that. My mom and I were just talking about that. We were in New York and two men did it while we were there. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've told
what
you.
What did they get out of
I
that?
I don't know. They're showing off. They're sick in their head. Yeah. Those guys might be a little sick in the head. They think that they're going to get a taker. If I show 200 people on BART, then some woman is going to get down on her knees and suck my penis. It's not going to happen. You're insane and it's illegal. Okay, we can move into one of our topics. Why she does or doesn't want to have sex with you.
Okay.
There's lots of complaints that people have that women don't want to have sex. And men. So we're going to get into why men don't want to have sex either. It's different than why women don't want to have sex. Why do you think that women stop? Why do you think, give me one reason why you think she doesn't want to have sex with you. Five reasons why she stopped having sex with you.
Five reasons.
Name one.
Number one. She's exhausted. She doesn't like her body. She doesn't feel like she's in shape.
That
she's
is totally one of that is so she feels unsexy.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Boom.
It's got so one. Thank you. One I knew down. You would. I knew you would. So a big thing for women and for sex and for sexual issues that women have is with they have body image issues that mm-hmm. they don't feel
and
sexy.
And men has that too.
Men have it too. If a woman feels unsexy, she won't want to have sex. She might have put on a few pounds, she's exhausted, or someone insulted her. So that is a huge factor for women. What is the solution? Encourage her to take some time to pamper herself or treat her to an afternoon at the spa.
Show me your titties.
Sometimes something is simple. Okay, ready, Menace? This is the solution for this one.
Yeah.
Sometimes something as simple as paying her a genuine compliment will remind her how attractive you think she is and get her raring to go. This all goes back to why we're sexting. We want attention. We want compliments. And we still feel fat that our ass looks fat in these jeans. But we don't want to think that you think our ass looks fat in those jeans. So make us look sexy. That's one reason why she's not having sex is she doesn't feel good about herself. So it is true. And men, and this is for men, a lot of men don't feel good about themselves too. I'm not saying it's only women. Okay, another reason why she might have stopped having sex with you is that she's angry at you.
Yeah, you don't have any money in the bank.
Women cannot get intimate with men if they're angry. So if I'm pissed at you for something, I'm not going to want to come home and rip your clothes off. So, but the problem is a lot of women might bottle up their resentment. She might be so mad at you, but you don't have the slightest clue that anything's gone wrong. Has that ever happened to you, Menace? You're with a girl, she's mad at you, she doesn't tell you?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, silent treatment. Yeah.
And then, see, this is just the domino effect of how that happens. Because then a guy will say, what's wrong? Nothing. Right. Obviously, there's something wrong. But then the guy will just ask a certain amount of times. And then he will be like, okay, I'm not going to ask anymore. And then the woman gets pissed.
Then she blows up.
Then she blows up.
Well, what you got to do is talk.
Just answer the effing question. What are you mad about?
Sometimes we bottle
it. Why do you want to play these games?
If she quickly says no when you ask her if something's wrong and tries to change the subject, ask her again and encourage her to be honest with you. It's possible that after she gets out what's bothering you off her chest that you can have mind-blowing makeup sex. So be kind. Don't be like, what's wrong? Come on, I know something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You can quietly and calmly say, babe, what's up? It seems like something's wrong. I'm really curious. I want to know. It's all about the tone. You know, men really go wrong a lot in society with women because they use the wrong tone. And if you're like, what's wrong? Why are you being up? She's not going to open up. But be like, babe, I want to know. Tell me. Like, seriously, looks like something's wrong. What's upsetting you?
What's wrong?
Can you do that, Menace? Can you do that tone? Because guys get mad that you're mad. That's what happens a lot. They're like, why is she so pissed at me? Why are you so angry? So if you approach her and with anger, she's going to still say angry.
What about if I'm nice and she still doesn't tell me?
She will tell you eventually. But if you're nice, see, you probably weren't nice. You're probably like annoyed that she was annoyed.
No.
If she still doesn't
I'm
tell
always
you,
saying, oh, honey,
she should tell you by that point.
Honey, what's wrong? Tell me.
Oh, see, that makes
really
you open up.
I really would like to know.
I'm
what's
really
wrong.
Okay, I'll tell you. Do you
okay,
really want to know?
Wrong?
I'm really glad you asked.
Okay.
I feel like I always perform oral sex on you.
Yeah.
And that you never perform oral sex on me. Well, and I want to know why.
That's
do you
because
not
I don't
like
want
the
to.
Vagina?
No, it's just you just don't have the most beautiful vagina out there.
That is so mean. Menace has never seen my vagina, for the record.
That's just, you know, and it takes a really special girl for me wanting to go down there.
Okay, good. You just ended the relationship.
Good, because you're already giving me drama,
well,
bitch.
See,
you won't tell me what's wrong.
I
get
just
the
told
F
you
out
what
the door.
Wrong. You're not going down on me enough. Jesus, see, that's how you do it.
Well,
or not.
Relationship ended.
Relationship ended there. Another relationship ended. It's not going to work with us. Okay, another reason she might not be having sex, because a lot of guys are curious that we're together, we're having sex, and then she stopped. She might be overwhelmed. And again, these, of course, can apply to men.
Overwhelmed over what?
She might be overwhelmed with her obligations between her work, workouts, family, drinks, mm-hmm. friends, cleaning the apartment, cooking you dinner, if she's that type of woman. It's a miracle her head hasn't spun off. So when she gets home tonight, offer to help ease her body by ease her load by cooking dinner and doing the dishes. Tell her that she isn't allowed to do anything but a sip of wine and relax.
Load.
I guarantee you that she'll feel so loved and appreciated, she'll want to do anything to please you in return.
All right.
So if a woman is stressed out, and this goes for men too, that stress and anxiety can wreak havoc on your desire, your wanting, your ability, your sexual desire to want to have sex. So give her a glass of wine, tell her to sit down.
All right.
Okay, she thinks the sex is boring.
Ah, whore.
She might not want to have sex with you, men, because you are so goddamn boring.
Damn.
If you catch her yawning in mid-sex, you might, that might be a sign.
Pound harder.
So what you can do is do not pound harder. That is the worst advice. I love that Menace gives just the worst advice, so then I can just counter it with, don't pound harder. This is what you can do. Have sex in a different location. Incorporate aphrodisiacs. Buy her a naughty negligee or a toy. Do something different, people.
Just buy her something
in
general.
If she's bored and you've been together for a while and you haven't done anything different, buy her a sex toy. Watch porn. Have sex on the kitchen table. I don't care what you do, but do something different. We all get into these sex ruts. We all get into routines, but she's not going to want to have sex with you if she's bored.
All right.
So
fine.
Is that okay? So do something interesting.
Okay, it's that's true. Cool.
I'm trying to think about the most interesting thing that a guy has done lately. I got a foot massage.
Foot massage?
That was awesome.
I'll get bored with doing that within like 5 minutes.
You wouldn't do it.
I mean, I would do it, but I just wouldn't do it for a long time. Like,
okay, so.
So much work.
Well, I know. It's awesome, though. Okay, so then I've got here why men don't want to have sex. So if you're a dude and you're like, this is why, it could be medication, antidepressants that you're taking, or blood pressure, lack of sleep. That could be a reason you don't want to have sex.
When I listen to Dr. Drew on Loveline,
yeah,
that's his number one question always.
What?
Are you on any drugs? Any?
Oh, we've got to check. And same
that's
with women.
Number one question.
Do you know that that is the biggest libido killer and sex drive killer as drugs? Is that? And so many people are on antidepressants. And I know I have a guy friend who just went on antidepressant. He's been going through a hard time, and he told me that he had to switch brands because he couldn't get it up.
Yeah, and then it's weird because some
of
the brands.
Or you couldn't orgasm.
Yeah, some of the brands you can either can't get it up or you just like last forever. You can't.
Right.
You just stay erect.
And I know it's a bummer because you're like, oh, I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. Oh, wow. I'm finally feeling really great. Everything's great. This pill really worked. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle pill. And then the one size effect is sex. And that sucks because sex is so important.
It's so weird that what pills do, you know? It's just
why
like,
can't it give you a sexual side effect, you know, like your left arm twitches or something?
Yeah, or, you know, you'll take this pill. You'll get an erection, but you'll go blind. Like, yeah. You know, what is going on?
Exactly. It's so bad. Why can't the side effects be like good things? Like, you're not hungry anymore. Like, you're not hungry for sweets.
We spend millions and millions of dollars on this kind of stuff.
I know.
And why can't they just get it down?
Because it's all connected in your body. Your desire, your serotonin levels, all that stuff. Okay, so
you can fix everything with tequila. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Okay, so some other reasons why he might not want to have sex. Tequila, Menace loves his tequila, is identity issues. When men feel uncertain about their role in the world, their desire for sex can dwindle. Depression might be linked to this, but isn't always. And this is what I've said. You've heard me say this. Identity issues for men can crop up when he is out of work. So if a guy doesn't have a job or is looking for work or is not happy, he doesn't want to have sex. I feel that men tie sex so much to their self-worth, and when they're insecure about their ability to provide, it's very primal. They don't want to have sex because they're like, I'm less a man because I don't have a job or I'm not making enough money. So this can really impact men's ability.
Yeah.
So you got to just get in touch with that. And get over it, get a job. But it is true that it affects women more than men. Like, I just know so many men who've gone through depressions or gone through like sexual dysfunctions when they're not working. So just don't be too hard on yourself and get a job.
All right.
Some men are turned off by aspects of sex. They turn away from sex rather than have sex that's not fulfilling for them. So they could be like, they could feel criticized or treated unfairly. They might feel like sex is too much work. He might have sexual fantasies that he doesn't want to share. So that could be a reason. And then the number one thing for men is stress. Stress comes in many forms. It could be financial, like we said, personal, family members, illness, challenges at work. And or fear of intimacy. That's another one. Some men fear intimacy and they don't want to have sex.
It's weird. I mean,
what? You don't fear interest in intimacy.
No, I just, I'm exhausted. Sometimes I don't want to have sex. Do you know what's funny?
Talk to me.
A little off topic, talking about not wanting to have sex, kind of. There's this Twitter account that I follow.
Yeah.
They have Oh My God Facts, but there's also What the F Facts.
Okay.
And here in our area, Silicon Valley, there's a man who's like this tech guy who's 40 years old, has 14 children, but he's never had sex.
Okay.
Like he's just like a donor.
Oh, right. We talked about him.
We did?
I think so. Keep going.
No. But yeah, he's 40 years old. He works in the tech world. Apparently, he doesn't want to have sex, but he donates his sperm and has all these children.
Well, there's some people who are asexual and they literally don't have any sexual desire. So maybe that's him. Maybe
some of the people I think though that claim to be asexual. I don't know.
No, it's real. It's a real. There's like asexuality conference. Mm-hmm. Asexuality.
Do you know who claims to be asexual is Morrissey?
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Google it, people.
Really?
Morrissey.
I know people who are asexual and they're part of the asexual movement and there's like the Society of Asexual People, mm-hmm. like whatever it's called. There's like an acronym for it. It's real. Like they just don't feel the desire and they have a whole coalition.
Now, do you think that they're into themselves? Like they're
into pleasuring themselves? Some are, some aren't. Some of them don't even want that.
It's weird.
I know, it is weird.
So weird.
Okay. So,
I mean, not saying it's bad, whatever. I'm not trying to have sex with you. But, it just feels like a natural thing to want to do, you know?
To have sex. I know.
Yeah.
I know, because we want
We're
it.
Animals,
but there's people
you know?
Who are born just not wanting it and desiring
that's
it.
Cool. Whatever.
But you got to find out if that's you. If that's you, you're asexual, you can look it up online.
I don't think this show is for you.
Go to the Google. This show's not for you. Okay, so how do you get your person? We just talked about why people don't want to have sex. But how do you get them, your partner, guy or girl, mm-hmm. to have more sex with you? What do you think?
Well, as a man, you just have to do a lot of things.
You got to do a lot of things.
You have to pay attention. You got to take him out places. You got to make him feel special. You got to do all these things.
It's true.
And the other way around, you just say, hey, you want to have sex?
I know. Women, it's so much easier. But here's the thing. The first thing is, you're not going to like this, Menace.
Oh, God.
You have to snuggle. Don't grope. So if you're a dude and you're in the mood and you reach out and grab us, a woman, and you grab our breasts or our butt or our genitals, this move does not turn us on.
Really?
Nope. We're not ready. We're not turned on.
How about
if you touch my boob right now? Literally, it would be like I'd be like thinking about like what's for lunch. Like it would not do anything for me.
I'm
not
trying. Right,
you could touch my boob if you want. Good. I don't care. But women want to feel connected to our partners in ways that don't involve sex. So you naturally, as a man, think, oh, I'm going to grab her breast and let her know. We're not turned on yet. Our brains are our largest sex organs. Do something to turn us on, make me feel connected. So if you snuggle with me without grabbing my genitals, that's going to get me turned on.
Oh, damn it.
Yep.
Hey, do you know what also turns them on?
You have to put us in the mood.
Is when you take their head and you push it down into your crotch.
Oh, Menace.
Women love that.
Never, ever do the head push. Never push a woman's head into your crotch because she will bite your penis off.
It gets them so horny.
It's the worst thing you can do.
Or if you just take their hand and then put it on your crotch.
Men have got work to do. Men have got to turn us on. They have to put us in the mood. You have to make us feel sexy and want to be sexual.
Let me tell you a little problem, though.
What's the problem?
When I'm horny and I have an erection.
We're not ready yet.
You're not ready yet at
all. We're not even thinking about that.
And then my erection goes down and then we make out, my erection goes up a little bit more. And then, you don't want to go to Pound Town right away. So then my erection kind of goes down again. And then by the time we've done all that stuff, I'm so excited. I'm not going to last that long. So I'm just saying, get to Pound Town right away.
Menace, it doesn't work because we're not turned on.
You know another thing that I wanted people to experiment with is actually, you know what? Have sex before the date.
Just have sex, get out of the way.
Just get it out of the
first date?
No, not the first date, but try it out. Maybe it's somebody that you've been dating for a while, but you're still in that frisky mood of like, oh, you know, am I going to get laid?
But you're not drunk enough yet before the date, Menace.
I know. For me, this is probably not a good idea. But for other people, I want you to try it. Have sex before the date and see how comfortable you are in the date afterwards.
Probably more comfortable.
Yeah. You're like,
But sometimes you're not ready to have sex. We're not ready to have sex yet. See, this is the thing.
See, this thing, you guys are pain in the ass.
We're pain in the ass. I agree. But here's a tip. Studies show that if you hug your partner for 30 seconds only, it raises their oxytocin level. Oxytocin is a hormone that makes us feel loving and connected and helps us put us in the mood. So start with a hug. Don't start with grabbing my breast. Don't start with grabbing my ass. We are not there yet. We are not turned on. You've got work to do. Okay. Here's another thing that you can do. Do unto others. You want hot sex? You have to provide us with the kind of sex we want to have. Simply put, you got to give as good as you get. Do I need to spell it out for you? If you want us to use our mouths, you have to use yours too. And you do it first. So if you want us to perform oral sex on you, you perform it on us first. You want something? Do it to me first. And we'll do it. Women, what comes around goes around. Oh, here's another thing, Menace.
Yes.
That you're not going to like much.
What?
But I know a lot of guys are like this, but I don't date them. Is you need to talk. Spend 20 minutes connecting with your partner and listening to her talk can help her feel appreciated, helps her stress level go down, and then she's going to want to have sex with you.
That's
what we
great.
Got for you. That's great. Menace, it's going to help. It's going to help you in life, I promise.
All right.
Okay, that's what we got time for.
Thank you for listening on Sirius XM.
Extreme Talk 165.
Yeah.
And all of our Free Friday listeners, and we've got a lot more shows coming for you. Please check us out at Sex with Emily on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
SexwithEmily.com.
And check out Misadvised on June 18th on Bravo TV.
I know, that's going to be crazy.
10 o'clock at night.
And, you know, you can search me on Instagram too, White Menace. Just saying,
White Menace. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.